Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from a passage in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. First, in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, beginning at verse 10 and a few verses thereafter. "Fear not," the Lord says, "for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins." And then out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26, a familiar passage. "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?" Well, the last few weeks we've been talking about the legacy God created each of us to leave, a legacy we leave each day, not something we look back at the end of our life and say, oh, that's what we left and that's what we want to leave. Every day, we put a legacy in the books for that day and an impact that we have that day for profit or loss on the lives all around us. And there are a few days where if you're like me, and maybe you're not, but a few days at least that I come up less, leaving less of an impact than I could have and perhaps that you should have. God wants us to. And yet God keeps calling us forward, keeps calling us to become all that we can be for ourselves, for others, and for his glory, despite the world's siren call to seek after worldly things, to seek after stuff and our image and achievements and our name and lights. God continues to call us instead to follow him, to make an eternal difference in the world around us, and to press on with him when we come up short on occasion. We've been looking at where God wants us to go and what he wants us to do with him and for him. Yet, we all know that we still carry around a lot of stuff from yesterday, from the past, which holds us back at times and ties us down from moving forward and being all that we can be, being all he created us to be. So many of my precious granddaughter's questions seem to come out of the blue with no easy or simple answer to many of them, it seems. Just like this one from our elder granddaughter Hannah to Linda a few years ago. "Mimi," Hannah asked while they were together one day in the kitchen, "why does Granddaddy love God so much?" Well, I'm not sure what Linda said, or I've forgotten what she told me she said. And I'm not sure what I first told Linda that she should say or can share with Hannah. But a few months later, after a trip to one of our favorite family getaway spots in Sea Island, amidst the pristine marsh encircled beaches of Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia, I had my answer to share with them both. On the trip, I did what I always loved to do and took an early morning walk on the beach when everyone else was still asleep. It's always quiet, and I'm often the only one out there. The early morning sky that day was full of fluffy clouds, brush-stroked across the start of a beautiful orange-yellow sunrise. The clouds also sheltered me from the rays of the rising sun as I walked the beach, splashing through the ankle-deep surf. Walking along, I saw that with each billowy pass of the surf, the sand was restored to its natural beauty on the path ahead, while also erasing my footprints and other telltale marks of my journey up to that point. I suppose I'd seen that before, and many times I walked out there, but for some reason today, it really hit me, and I really noticed it. There was no debris, no footprints, no markings or scarrings in the sand after the surf passed by. All that remained were smooth, glistening, wet sand canvases stretching behind me and before me, as far as I could see and beyond. Stopping for a moment, I scratched a line in the sand with my foot. And you guessed it, the next pass of the ocean surf washed it away, leaving behind a clean, wet stretch of shimmering sand. Stopping again, I took a chance, first looking around to make sure no one was nearby so they could see what I was about to write. And then I reached down to write in the sand the memory of a mistake I had made years ago, the guilt from which I still couldn't get beyond. Once again, the surf cleaned the sand of what I had written and left me standing there looking at a clean slate of beach sand, now completely clear of what I had just written. It reminded me, as it probably reminds you, of God's grace for all the mistakes and all the shortcomings in my past, freeing me from them, leaving me with all the gifts and the abilities, potential, and dreams that he had given me, and he calls me to move forward with him to fulfill while he stands there, patiently waiting for me to also move past them, to forgive myself, and to move forward with him and all the potential and the promise of that smooth, glistening shoreline stretching out before me to live the life envisioned by God for me. I stopped again and scratched some other words of a memory of something that happened to me years earlier, something that hurt and affected me for a long time and left me feeling less and caused me to feel like I always had to prove myself and live up to the expectations of others. I was deep in thought about that again when an incoming wave crashed into me, leaving me, thank goodness, still standing, but now soaked. And once again, that wave wiped the sand clean of what I had written. Perhaps this time, I thought, I could believe that it was over, accept that God was there, accept that he had forgiven them and myself forgive them and move on. I stopped and wrote a habit I couldn't get control of, something that seemed to have me in its grip. You're right. It also was wiped clean with the next pass of the foam cap surf. I looked around, and as far as I could see behind me, the surface of the beach sand was wiped clean and smooth with each passing wave. And then looking ahead of me, there was a clean canvas of sand as far as I could see, waiting for me, a path stretching out before me, which was unknown and uncertain. But I had this abiding sense standing there, this abiding peace that the God who loves me and forgives me was already there, ready to go with me and to help me to write the rest of the story of my life. We all have moments where we have fallen short in life or where we have been let down, hurt, or rejected by others early or later in life. We've all done things we wish we hadn't done. We can't forget them at times, and we struggle with moving ahead, anchored in those mistakes of the past. We may have moments where we didn't remember God being around at all, or never thought about him very much, or we blocked him out, or the circumstances of our daily living blocked him out, leaving us too often to see the future as a scary and uncertain place without him. My friends, we've all been there. And at times, we have had a hard time believing. Through all the crud and the stuff that we've done wrong in our lives or that has been done to us in our lives, that God really did create us for a purpose with incredible potential and a passion to reach for the stars, to achieve great things for his kingdom and for others that will change the world around us. But we can reach for our purpose with and for him and for others because of what he has done for you and for me every day. My friends, he has wiped the slate of our lives clean of the weight of our past mistakes, of our past shortcomings and the hurts from others. He has wiped it clean of those moments where life came up short for what we dreamed of and may have deserved, where we now realize, moving forward from our yesterdays, that he is there to lead us into a brand new day, into all that he created for us to be and to do. Isaiah says it this way in another passage out of the book of Isaiah. Have you not known, he says, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, Mimi, here's the answer. Tell Hannah this. I love God so much because he forgives and forgets the mistakes of my life and stands ready to move on with me into today and tomorrow. I love him because his grace and mercy cleanses me. And no matter what has happened to me before, he restores me to wholeness. And then he gives me the strength through him to change what I need to change and to pursue with and through him all the very best that he has planned for the rest of my life. I love him because with him, each day is better than the one before. Or you know what, Mimi? Just tell her that I love God so much because he loves me so much. It's that simple, my friends. And he loves each of you too. That's the God we're talking about. The God that loves each of us so much that he wipes clean all the mistakes of the past, forgives us, and then restores us to wholeness from what has been done to us while placing us on a new path with him, using all the potential he planted within us to become all he created us to be. Being all we can be in this day and the next, in the rest of this year and the next, free from all that was and all that tries to hold us back and tie us down, free to be all he created and calls us to be with him out in front. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you. You show us and tell us and prove to us every day that you're there, and that you've forgiven us and stand ready for us to move on, and that you restored us to wholeness from what has been done to us. And you did it all. The great example when you sent your son to earth in a manger for us, for our salvation, to renew us and restore us, to give us eternal life with you, to use us every day of our lives to help you, to be with you as you walk through the world with us, helping others to be all that you created them to be. Help us, Lord. Help us to focus on all the eternal things you want us to do here while we're here. Thank you for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us, and especially thank you for your son. And it's in his precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.